Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a boy, Ian, and a girl, Sally, talking about cooking. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Sally. I'm just going to the supermarket to buy something to cook tonight. Would you like to come round for a meal?
Great. I've always wanted to find out whether you're as good a cook as everyone says. And what's on the menu for tonight, then?
Well, 2 of the people in my house are vegetarian, so it'll be meat-free. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I've never actually stopped eating meat, but I prefer to eat other things. And at college, it's much easier to do that. When I was at home, I always ate everything my mum or dad had cooked, but we had so much meat.
My parents were the same, though I didn't mind because I like eating meat, especially dishes with lamb.
Did your parents teach you how to cook?
Not really. My mum was never very keen on letting me work in the kitchen. What made the difference for me was when I had a Saturday job in a restaurant kitchen. Looking at what the chefs did there was amazing. I hardly did any cooking at school, and I really think more time should be spent on it.
But there just aren't enough hours in the school week, Ian. And I think other subjects are more important. Anyway, you don't need to know much about cooking. I just get pasta meals or buy something else that can go straight in the oven.
But that's really expensive.
Yeah, but it's convenient, isn't it? So you should expect higher prices.
The thing is, Sally, you don't need expensive ingredients or detailed instructions to make something really special. It's more important to really care about what you're preparing. I'll show you how tonight.
I'm feeling hungry already.
Now listen again.
Hi, Sally. I'm just going to the supermarket to buy something to cook tonight. Would you like to come round for a meal?
Great. I've always wanted to find out whether you're as good a cook as everyone says. And what's on the menu for tonight, then?
Well, 2 of the people in my house are vegetarian, so it'll be meat-free. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I've never actually stopped eating meat, but I prefer to eat other things. And at college, it's much easier to do that. When I was at home, I always ate everything my mum or dad had cooked, but we had so much meat.
My parents were the same, though I didn't mind because I like eating meat, especially dishes with lamb.
Did your parents teach you how to cook?
Not really. My mum was never very keen on letting me work in the kitchen. What made the difference for me was when I had a Saturday job in a restaurant kitchen. Looking at what the chefs did there was amazing. I hardly did any cooking at school, and I really think more time should be spent on it.
But there just aren't enough hours in the school week, Ian. And I think other subjects are more important. Anyway, you don't need to know much about cooking. I just get pasta meals or buy something else that can go straight in the oven.
But that's really expensive.
Yeah, but it's convenient, isn't it? So you should expect higher prices.
The thing is, Sally, you don't need expensive ingredients or detailed instructions to make something really special. It's more important to really care about what you're preparing. I'll show you how tonight.
I'm feeling hungry already.
That is the end of part 4.